Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, Drew Badger here. This is the Big Scary News for episode 325. And we're going to kick things off with this update from Transworld. Get ready to rise or descend at Transworld's most legendary night of the year, the Heaven and Hell Costume Ball, Saturday, March 29th from 8 p.m. until midnight at the America's Center Ballroom in St. Louis. Step into a stunning split world. Experience where angelic elegance collides with deliciously wicked chaos. The moment you walk through the doors, you'll be transported into two realms battling for your allegiance. Soft clouds, shimmering lights, and celestial beauty on one side, and swirling shadows, fiery accents, and devilish mischief on the other. Whether you arrive glowing in white with your halo polished to perfection, or make your entrance with horns sharpened and ready for trouble, this is the one party where every costume, sweet, sinister, or somewhere in between. Expect an unforgettable night packed with music, dancing, jaw-dropping outfits, and the kind of wild anything-can-happen atmosphere that has made this event a can't-miss tradition year after year. Cash bars will be open, and we'll have plenty of tasty appetizers and desserts for everyone to enjoy. Between the drinks, the treats, and over-the-top photo ops, you'll have endless chances to mingle, celebrate, and show off your most heavenly or hellish look. So spread your wings or unleash your inner demon. The choice is yours. Just be ready for a night you won't forget. Get more information and tickets at haashow.com. We have this from the Hotel Haunted Attraction in Ahoskie, North Carolina. Looking for something unforgettable to do on a cold winter night? Step into Painted Smiles Asylum, a decaying maze where forgotten clowns whisper through the halls and every painted grin hides something darker. Flickering lights, shifting murals, fractured mirrors, and grotesque half-patient, half-jester figures wait in the shadows to pull you into their twisted performance. If you're craving a winter thrill that chills you from the inside out, this is your perfect escape. Happening January 16th through the 18th, get tickets and more information at thehotelhaunt.com. Staying in North Carolina, we have this from Hollerin' Haunts Hayride in Clinton, North Carolina. 2026 is gonna be killer as this marks our 10th year of fear. Expect absolute chaos as we're turning things up to level 10, and it all starts with our 10th annual My Bloody Valentine, September 13th and 14th. Save the date and seal your fate. Get more information at Hollerin' Haunts Hayride. We have this news from Creepy Hollow Woods Haunted Attraction in Jay, Florida, announcing Valentine's Revenge, a haunted heart. Love is dead, and you're invited to the funeral. The haunted trail includes twisted romance, cursed couples, broken hearts, and more. So beware. Bring photos and letters from your ex to throw into our burn pit. Happening February 13th and 14th from 6 to 11:30 p.m. at 2251 Wade Road in J. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/creepyhollowwoodsfl. If you like the paranormal, we have some information on a Valentine's Night ghost hunt coming to Red Boiling Springs, Tennessee. Have you ever wanted to stay the night in a haunted hotel? Then this is your chance to join the Ghost Hunt Weekend's crew at the notoriously haunted Thomas House Hotel in Red Boiling Springs, Tennessee. On February 13th and 14th, your host, paranormal researchers and author Chad Morin, along with the GHW crew, will serve as your guides for what could be the most terrifying experience of your life. The event includes lodging, meals, fully guided tours of the property, ghost hunting training, and a full night of investigations. Get tickets and more information at ghosthuntweekends.com/valentine. We have an update from the Ohio Haunters Convention coming to Mansfield, Ohio. The OHA Convention returns May 9th and 10th with more vendors, more seminars, more entertainment, and an incredible weekend inside one of the most iconic haunted locations in the Midwest. Whether you're a haunter, haunt actor, vendor, maker, enthusiast, or someone who simply loves spooky things, this is your weekend. Step into the community, connect, create, learn, shop, and celebrate everything haunting inside a historic, atmospheric venue unlike any other. Attention vendors, do you have props, costumes, art, oddities, merchandise, or handmade spooky creations? The OHA Convention Vendor Hall is now taking applications. Vendor highlights, indoor high traffic vendor space, easy load in and load out, affordable table options, and it's ideal for makers, artists, prop builders, and haunt vendors of all kinds. Apply now at ohiohaunters.com/convention-registration. We have this from the 13th Hour Haunted House in Indianapolis. Step into the dark side of romance this Valentine's Day with Love is Blind, a haunting experience you'll never forget. February 13th and 14th, join us for a one-of-a-kind Valentine's Day haunted house in Indianapolis. Love is Blind combines spine-chilling terror, a romantic twist, and an unforgettable journey through passion, heartbreak, and fear. Expect a dark adventure lit only by the flicker of candles and the flashes of an approaching storm. Discover where love and fear collide. New Valentine's-themed scenes and surprises are designed to chill your heart. A unique story featuring live actors ready to immerse you in this tale of love and death. A champagne toast and access to our cash bar, perfect for your final toast and much more. Tickets must be purchased online, and you can get them at 13thhourindy.com/valentinehaunt. That's the word 13th. We have this from the Factory of the Dead haunted attraction in Saginaw, Michigan. Announcing Valentine Massacre Bloodbath Weekend. On Friday the 13th and Saturday the 14th, choose how you will survive. General admission, all ages, you will not get soaked in fake blood or the VIP bloodbath experience. You must be 18 and older. Actors will apply theatrical fake blood. You'll sign a digital waiver and have a valid photo ID to enter. Bloodbath wristbands are issued at check-in, and you will even get bags provided at the exit for your bloody clothing. Love is dead. Will you leave clean or be covered in blood? Needless to say, wearing old clothes is highly suggested. Get more information at factoryofthedead.com. We have an update from Haunters Against Hate, the event for coming to Kalamazoo, Michigan. If you're interested in vending at Haunters Against Hate, the event for August 1st and 2nd at the Radisson in Kalamazoo, the link is live for the vendor forum. This year, vendor booths are $200 for a 10x10 space. Additional space is $150 and electric for $20. The event will be 2 days, not three. However, setup will be on Friday, and there is a major excursion on Friday evening to Niles Scream Park that you'll want to be a part of. Note, there is a major change this year. When you sign up, you will receive an invoice for half the amount due immediately, and it's non-refundable. This will secure your spot. This is due to vendors signing up in 2025 and never paying their invoices, which caused major problems and some empty spaces. Stay tuned as workshops, shows, and more are added, and there will be the Haunters Against Hate Awards on Saturday, followed by another excursion to Nightmare Realm, Kalamazoo. Let's show Michigan how much fun Haunters Against Hate can be, and also being welcoming and inclusive. Get more information at hahtheevent.com. We have an update from Days of the Dead coming to Las Vegas. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actress Marilyn Pucher to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Las Vegas, happening January 16th through the 18th at the Plaza Hotel and Casino. Marilyn Pucher is known for playing Mrs. Voorhees in Friday the 13th Part 3. Till There Was With You and Testament. Get tickets and more information at daysofthedead.com. We have this from the Screams Haunted Attraction in Fairfield, California. This Valentine's season, romance comes with a warning. Fear blooms after dark. Screams Haunted Attraction is launching an all-new limited engagement event. The Bleeding Roses, a lights-out haunted house, running February 6th, 7th, 13th, and 14th in Fairfield. Guests will navigate the haunted house in near-total darkness, guided only by the light of a single flashlight beam, and whatever courage they can hold on to. Bring your friends, your date, or anyone brave enough to lock hands and keep moving when the light hits something you wish it hadn't. Valentine's Date Night, upgraded if dinner and a movie feels predictable. The Bleeding Roses offers a more unforgettable kind of Valentine's tradition. Get more information at Screams, SKREAMZ.com. We have an update from CreepyCon coming to Ontario, California. One thing about living in Santa Carla, you never grow old. The Lost Boys reunite at CreepyCon. Meet the stars who defined a generation of dark, dangerous, and unforgettable vampires. Kiefer Sutherland, Alex Winter, Billy Worth, and Chance Michael Corbett. From the boardwalk to the big screen, this is your chance to come face to face with the cast of the cult classic that made immortality look irresistible. Autographs, photo ops, and pure 80s horror nostalgia await. Don't miss your chance to join the tribe, because remember, it's only a movie, right? See you at CreepyCon January 30th through February 1st at the Ontario Convention Center. Get more information at creepyecon.com. We have this news from WitchCon. February 20th through 22nd, Brian Kane and Christian Day present WitchCon Online, featuring classes by over 100 witches, conjurers, voodoo priests, and other magical practitioners from across the globe to share their wizard and wizardry with beginners and advanced practitioners alike. WitchCon Online presenters are the preeminent masters of the magical arts and hail from across a rainbow spectrum of occult and magical practices. Registration includes all live video classes, rituals, and performances, as well as unlimited access to recordings of every class after the event has ended, so you won't miss a single magical moment. Get more information and register at witchcon.com. And finally, we have this unusual take on the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde story. This comes to us via bloodydisgusting.com. Robert Louis Stevenson's Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde has been adapted countless times since its publication in 1886, from film and television to stage and radio to comics and video games, but never quite like this. The mad doctor transforms into a ravenous man-shark in the upcoming indie horror comedy Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Shark. The campy tale on the classic gothic horror tale swims onto DVD and digital on January 20th via Wild Eye Releasing. After losing his wife, the deranged and reclusive Dr. Henry Jekyll descends into a nightmare of grief and obsession until he takes sharkopine, an untested drug that warps his body into a bloodthirsty man-shark. Now driven by madness and love from beyond the grave, Jekyll prowls the streets, hunting anyone who threatens his twisted relationship with his long-dead bride. Special features include a director introduction, meet Danny Bliss, meet Erica Muse, meet Randy Clower, outtakes, trailers, and more. Max Raven makes his directorial debut from a script by fellow first-timer Bando Glutz. Randy Clower plays Jekyll alongside Danny Bliss, Erica Muse, Victoria Cheney, Tom Fagan, and Josh Martin. You can watch this trailer on YouTube.
That wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first Big Scary News of 2026, and we are going to be talking about a convention happening a few weeks down the road, because we wanted to give you plenty of time to go out there, get your tickets, and get all the information you need to. You know, we love talking about conventions. You know, if you heard our roundtable on the last show, we spent an awful lot of time evaluating a lot of the haunter and horror conventions that we attended in 2025. One of them that we have yet to visit, although I'm certainly hopeful that in the future we will be able to get up to Evansville, Indiana, to visit Evansville Horror Con, which is happening February 28th and March 1st at the Old National Events Plaza in Evansville, Indiana, pretty much right there on the river. I have Matt Grisham with me from the Evansville Horror Con. Matt, how are you doing? Happy New Year and all that.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Thanks for having me. I'm excited. Like I say, it's been a good day so far. So keep it going.
It's a good day when you don't have a guest cancel for your convention, I bet.
That is true. We are doing good so far. We are rocking it out so far, knock on wood.
So let's talk about the Evansville Horror Con coming up at the end of February, 1st of March. Got a few weeks down the road to prepare for everybody in the greater tri-state area to come along and check this out. You just announced what you call your last big announcement as far as guest-wise, but looking at the roster for your guests, you've got a pretty darn strong lineup here. How many years have you been around, and how are you able to amass such a great lineup, and who's coming to the show?
So we got really lucky this year. So Evansville Horror Con is in its fourth year at this point. So we try hard every year. We kind of keep it a little more intimate and smaller than a lot of, you know, the big shows do, but we still try to bring in, you know, those top tier guests. We have a really good lineup this year. We've got David Howard Thornton, you know, Art the Clown there. We've got Amelie and Samantha, so Little Pale Girl, Vicky, Devin Sawa, Jack Osborne, Eldon Henson, CJ Graham, Nancy Loomis, which I was super excited about. Those Halloween fans out there, John Franklin, Lee Waddell, Jeff Daniel Phillips, Richard Brake, and Chris Finn from Slipknot. So we got lucky this year. We got really lucky.
You got a wide range there. You've got some classic horror movie icons. You've got a couple of franchise people. You've got some top-notch stars. And you got the guy from Slipknot with the long nose mask. I did not know his real name. He's number three, I think.
His name, I think, in Slipknot, I was not a huge Slipknot fan, I got to be honest. But I think his name in Slipknot was number 3 or something like that, but we had him at his very first event he ever did, was at our Louisville show. That was his first convention, and he's gone to our Louisville one, our Nashville one. He's going to be at Evansville and our St. Louis show this year. So he is he's kind of traveling along with us, it seems like, at this point.
So he must like the way you guys are running your shows, because I don't see him at other conventions. This is kind of a first for me.
Yeah, he's been doing a few lately. He's gotten more in the market now that he's I think he kind of wetted his whistle in Louisville, and he started hitting up a few. But we locked him in pretty early, so he's got to stick with us, I guess.
Right. So you're open 2 days. You've got some.
Yes.
You've got 13 celebrity guests, but you've also got some really good quality vendors. You've got some movie screenings going on. I understand you've got some cosplay contests going on, more than one actually. You've got a nice paranormal section. You've got, I'm assuming, things for the kids. Maybe some after hour stuff. Tell us a little bit about what can you expect if you buy a ticket and you come in and spend maybe one day or both days at the convention.
Yeah, we pack a lot into a short amount of time. So, the doors open this year. We've changed things around a little bit. The doors are going to open at 11. People ask us to push the time back a little bit. They want to sleep in a little more. But we've got over 100 vendor booths upstairs. So we are a two-floor event. Upstairs, we have all of our vendor hall, which has over 100 booths in there from vendors all over the country. I think our farthest vendor this year is from California. So it's they come out and hang out with us. But we have multiple panel rooms that take place all weekend long, so your ticket gets you into all the panels, whether they're the celebrity panel or our paranormal panels. We have different special effects workshops. We just now locked in a really cool meet and greet with some bugs and tarantulas and creepy creatures like that are going to take place. And then, we have special photo ops that go on, and we have two cosplay contests. We used to only have one, which, like every convention has a cosplay contest. Sure. We used to only have one. But last year, we introduced what we call our Rusty's Runway, which Rusty is our mascot. And he has a zombie cosplay contest that takes place on Sunday. So our main cosplay contest takes place on Saturday. We have a Sunday cosplay contest that is zombie. And what it is you can be any character you want, whether it's, Iron Man, or last year Dr. Doom was the winner, but you have to zombify the outfit. So, it's really cool to see what people come up with. Last year we had some amazing stuff. Like I said, the Dr. Doom that won last year, he's actually going to be judging our main cosplay this year. But we had everything from, zombie waitresses that were just blown away, to some princesses that were all zombified up and stuff, and it's a lot of fun. So we're really excited about bringing that back again this year. It was a fan favorite last year, and I think it'll be a big hit again this year as well.
Do you have makeup artists on site where you might be able to, for a small charge, get zombified by them, or is it basically the responsibility of the person coming in to do that?
So it is the cosplay contest. It is the responsibility of the person that's coming in to do it. We are going to we're in the process right now of working out some details with a special effects artist that's going to be there through the weekend doing some special demos and stuff, looking for volunteers, I believe, on that. So that is a chance for people to kind of get involved and get going that way. But the costume contest and the different stuff like that, the people would be doing it themselves.
Okay,
there's some really cool prizes too for both contests. The main stage one on Saturday and on Sunday. There's really cool prizes and all kinds of stuff.
And on Saturday, it's basically the sky's the limit as far as what you're cosplaying as. You don't have to come as a horror character.
You do not. So we have people that win. We've had over the years, we've had horror stuff win and stuff that is just I think. One year, one of the kids' costumes was Elsa had won it because it was so good. So we don't, we don't stick super hard to that horror theme if they don't want to. There are categories that are, the most horrifying, that kind of stuff, but we do kind of leave that to the imagination.
Now, a lot of conventions that we speak to and everything, they try to limit certain things regarding, say, gore. Are you encouraging, or do you obviously you don't want people dripping all over the floor of the convention center, but how are you for that? Because I know that you probably don't have an age limit to come in. You don't want to freak any kids out with somebody literally spewing blood from somewhere. But
so we do. So the only things we limit, we don't allow stuff like confetti. We don't allow, like you said, blood dripping, just because it hurts the convention center and that kind of stuff. But other than that, as long as you're not damaging anything around you, we're kind of a free-for-all on how deep you can go with that gore. And we found that even though we don't have an age limit, because I mean, even kids get in, the kids 10 and under get in free at the event with their parents, and we're very kid friendly. The event itself, we have stuff. I have a 6-year-old personally, and he spends all weekend there at the convention having fun. But we found that the kids find it just as fun because we make the contest a little more fun rather than dark. So whether the costumes are, you know, intense or not, it's just kind of a fun little comedy show kind of thing is what I always kind of compare it to.
Do you have a specific kids area with maybe crafts or anything like that?
All weekend long, there are different things that go on. So sometimes we'll have stuff like laser tag going on all weekend. We'll have different things where people can do. I think last year we had, like, they called it blood splatter art, which was like red paint and things, but it was still... they got to put like stuff on there and the kids could do that kind of stuff, where there's crafts and different things go on all weekend that are, you know, different age related stuff. And they're not age cut off. So if it's something, you know, if an adult wants to come do the craft, that is perfectly fine as well. But we do have special things that kids can get involved with that way.
Excellent.
And all that is included with your ticket too. There's not an extra cost to do any of those things.
Tell us about the paranormal section you've got. Do you have any like ghost hunting people going in? Are you doing any kind of a tour of some historic building or anything like that? What's going on?
So this year we have a few different paranormal panels that'll take place where they, you know, we've had stuff that like Paranormal 101, where they kind of teach about different, you know, equipment that people use. One of our paranormal guests this year, so in the past we've had people like Jason Halls and different stuff like that from Ghost Hunters. This year, our paranormal guest we had coming in is Jack Osborne, since he's had so many of those. You know, most people know him from, you know, being Ozzy's son and, you know, the Osbournes and different stuff like that, but he's had a lot of paranormal shows on over the years. So that's kind of, you know, the paranormal celebrity guest this year, but we have a lot of different activities that go on based on ghost hunting and, you know, have different little local ghost hunters come in and talk about their different stuff.
All right. Any possibility in the future that you might do an investigation of some building in the area?
We have been trying hard. There's a couple sites in town here that have, you know, kind of national known for their paranormal activity. We've worked with them multiple times trying to get things going. It's been a tough task, let's put it like that, convincing people what we're wanting to do, because we want to make it good for the, you know, the attendees and not just kind of like a go there and see the thing
sure.
type experience. So we're still working on those details. We've been working on that as kind of our after party stuff, but this year's after party, the convention itself happens on opening weekend of the new Scream film. So our after party this year is we're renting out a local theater here, and we're going to be doing a big showing of the new movie on opening weekend.
Oh, that's really nice. Now just to go back to the paranormal, I have been to the Evansville Library before, and I hear that
the great lady.
I did not have an encounter, but I did find that to be an absolute fascinating building. So
yeah, we've been trying to work on them for years now to let us kind of come in there and take over for the night, but it has been a hard sell so far. So we're getting there. We never give up. We always say we keep trying no matter what.
So you said your after party is going to be Scream related.
Yeah,
that's
so we have. Yeah, ahead. We're having the movie shown, and then you know, Lee Waddell, the original Ghostface from the first and second film, is going to be at the convention. So you never know what might pop up at the after party. We're heading over to a theater. We're renting the entire place up. They have a bowling alley. They have arcades and all kinds of cool stuff going on there. So we're going to be showing the film. I think we have a theater that holds 200 plus people. So it should be a good time.
It sounds like it's just going to be an incredibly fun weekend, no matter what. And we mentioned before we got started here, this is part of what you call RaptorCon, which is more of your pop culture show, but you also do shows in other cities. Are you franchised out to these, or is this all under the same umbrella? How is that?
So we do run them all. So we run an event called Evansville RaptorCon, which is a pop culture and geek convention is what we call it. It's kind of like Comic-Con basically, but you know, our version. And we have one in St. Louis, which is St. Louis Horror Con. That is July 11th and 12th. Then we have Louisville HorrorCon, which is May 16th and 17th. And then we have Nashville HorrorCon, which is taking a knee for the year to re-plan some spacing stuff going on. But we have, yeah, we have a few different cities, but we run them all ourselves. And it's all a family-run stuff. So most of the people you see there, all our volunteers, all of our staff are all family members or, you know, super close friends that are basically family at this point that we come in there and take over for a few days.
I did go to Nashville HorrorCon a couple of years ago. Very well run. And I can understand why you would have spacing issues at the location that it was at.
Yeah, so. And we changed in our last year's show. So the very first year we were down in downtown Nashville at their fairgrounds,
yes.
Which was interesting to say the least. But we moved that out last year to Lebanon. They have a beautiful convention center out there, which we took over and had a great time at. But the weekend overlapped some other events that were going on, and we didn't want to overlap them again. So we took a knee to kind of figure out reposition. Let's put it like that.
There you go. Just figure out a better weekend, it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly. The place we were at only had one weekend available, so we had to kind of, you know, play our cards.
But as far as Evansville, there's nothing else going on that weekend. How is parking? What is the food situation like in the area? Do you have food trucks? Is it within walking distance of anything? How are the hotel situations for people who may be coming in from out of town?
Yeah, so the best part about Evansville, there is a giant parking lot that is attached to the convention area. It is completely free parking all weekend long. We are right in the heart of downtown Evansville, so you're close to tons of restaurants and different stuff that are on the strip there. But the good news is we also have 4 food trucks that are on site all weekend long, serving everything from Mexican to Chinese food, good old American hamburgers and stuff like that. And those are all allowed in the event center. They don't allow any other outside food except the food trucks that come in. But there's a wide variety of stuff, so you wouldn't have to leave the place if you didn't want to. But you are right there next to stuff. There's actually multiple hotels that are right down there in the area as well. So everything's within walking distance. It's very nice, especially if you're coming from out of town and stay at one of the hotels that are down in that area. There's 3 or 4 that are within a block of the building, and you can just walk right over and head right in.
It sounds like it's going to be a very fun weekend. Once again, this is February 28th and March 1st at the Old National Events Plaza in downtown Evansville, Indiana. Matt, for people who want more information, maybe you live in across the river in Kentucky, maybe you're in Illinois, maybe you're in Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, Arkansas, wherever, and you Missouri, and you want to come in and check this out. This sounds like a great weekend. Where can people get more information? They can get tickets. Can you get tickets at the door? Do you have to pre-order them online? Where's the best place, websites, social medias, and all that to keep up with the latest news on the Evansville HorrorCon?
Yeah, you can head over to evansvillehorror.com. That'll get you directly to the Evansville site. If you want to get information on all the events, you can go to that HorrorCon, which is kind of what the umbrella of all the events itself is under. But evansvillehorror.com will get you all the information on tickets. You can buy tickets ahead of time. Photo ops are also on sale. Some of those do sell out. I'll tell you right now, Art the Clown is already selling quick, and so are some of the other ones, so they may not be there. You are available to buy tickets at the door as well. The only thing we do notice that door sale tickets are cash only. We don't have credit card readers on site there, so if you're going to use your credit card, ticket sales will be open all weekend long on the website, so you can buy them on the website if you need to do that. But door sales are cash only. Sorry.
But you don't have to have cash only if you're buying from vendors, do you, or food?
No, a lot of the vendors, it kind of depends on the actual vendor itself. A lot of the vendors will have credit card readers. Some of them do, some of them don't. We always say cash is king. I know the last few years, we all have multiple ATMs positioned around the convention center, but I know that last year they had to come fill the ATM up like 4 times.
Wow.
for the vendors. So it was a good time. Good time.
There you go. And are there VIP packages available?
Those are actually completely sold out, but we did have VIPs. We had 2 levels, but they are sold out.
Okay. So I assume that if they want to get a VIP package for next year, they'll have to look at the site and follow. Do you have an idea? Are these going to be basically the same weekend every year?
Yeah, so most of our events take place, especially in the Evansville area, they all take place the same weekend. It's the first weekend of March and then like the second weekend of September for RaptorCon. The other cities are kind of adapting to the area still, so we haven't got a permanent date for those, but Evansville happens the same weekend every year.
Excellent. Matt Grisham is with Evansville Horror Con, once again happening February 28th and March 1st at the Old National Events Plaza in downtown Evansville, Indiana. You can go to evansvillehorror.com. And I'm assuming you have Facebook, Instagram, all those social media sites as well.
Yep, all the horror site is at That Horror Con. We'll get you all of our social medias.
At That Horror Con. We'll get you all that information. Matt Grisham, I wish you nothing but success on this. Perhaps one of these years we'll get up to Evansville and check this one out. Or maybe go hit the Louisville or the St. Louis show. And if you come back to Nashville, I may have to show up at that one again because that was a fun show. But once again, folks, evansvillehorror.com, February 28th, March 1st. Thank you, Matt, for taking the time to speak with us here.
Thank you for having me.
All right. My name is Drew Badger, and you are listening to The Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out The Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.